Good morning. It's a Thursday morning, and that means Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review, joins us. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
We have a new legal cannabis law that has been passed in New York. It allows adults to use marijuana recreationally. And from your article, at least one attorney says, don't wait to get involved in the market.
That's right. We talked to Carl Slate. He's an attorney at Harris Beach and leader of its cannabis practice. And he says that for people wanting to get involved, like you said, now's the time. Slate works with companies in highly regulated environments, including cannabis, thoroughbred racing, and casino gambling. And he expects the recreational marijuana licensing process to be just as difficult and competitive as the other highly regulated industries. And there's potentially a lot of money on the line. New York's potential marijuana industry has been valued at $4.6 billion and could grow to $5.8 billion over the next 5 years. That's according to a study by the New York Medical Cannabis Industry Association. But first, the state needs to identify a cannabis control board, which will have significant authority in the development of the industry. Once that control board is set, it'll become more clear how things will move forward. Slate says if you want to get involved, you need to do it now. If you wait until the regulations are set, it's going to be too late. He says when medical marijuana licenses were first announced, interested companies had 30 days to submit an application, and that included tons of paperwork. He said one of the companies he worked with delivered 20 banker's boxes of paperwork as part of the application. You know, you had to demonstrate you were a robust enterprise or it was impossible to apply. He expects something similar this time around. Slate says businesses that will do well in this industry are sophisticated, well-financed, and have an appreciation for the social equity aspect of the law.
Well, from there to Latham Pool, which is going public?
That's right. Latham Group, Inc. is the parent company of Latham Pool Products, and they filed papers last week with the Securities Exchange Commission as they project U.S. swimming pool market to continue to grow over the next few years. Latham net sales increased 27% last year to $403 million, and net income more than doubled to $16 million, as homeowners took a renewed interest in buying pools while sheltering at home during the pandemic. Last year, the company completed its 11th consecutive year with net sales growth and made a dozen acquisitions. Latham is the world's largest swimming pool manufacturer. Its international footprint has grown to 19 factories and 13 distribution centers in Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and the U.S. Much of that growth has come from the company's focus on expanding consumer interest in fiberglass pools because of their durability, and they take less than a week to install compared to vinyl liner and concrete pools. Latham Group is headquartered right here in Latham, and the company employs over 2,000 full-time employees and estimates it controls more than 50% of the fiberglass pool market. Latham Group plans to list its shares on the NASDAQ exchange under the SWIM, S-W-I-M, stock ticker.
She is Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review, joins us on Thursdays. You can read more at albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you.